This is WCRB in concert with the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival. Every 2 years, the Boston Early Music Festival welcomes the world to Boston for a week-long early music extravaganza. Dozens of performers and thousands of audience members join together for a tantalizing round-the-clock spread of historically informed performances, all of which center around the opera. In 2017, the Boston Early Music Festival anchored its festival with a sparkling work of peace and reconciliation from the court of King Louis XIV. And tonight on In Concert, we bring it to you from the Cutler Majestic Theater to your ears. Stay tuned for Compra's The Carnival of Venice, tonight on WCRB In Concert. The Boston Early Music Festival is an experience that transports you to the sounds and sights of many hundred years ago, presenting them with an exotic freshness that puts a charge in the air. It's fitting then that they decided in 2017 to anchor their festival around Compra's Le Carnaval de Venise, or the Carnival of Venice, which did the same thing for the court of King Louis XIV back in 1699. Transporting that gilded audience from their opulence at Versailles to the electric, anything-can-happen atmosphere of the Venetian carnival season. Hi, I'm Chris Voss. Thank you for joining me this evening for WCRB In Concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. You are in for a good one tonight as we take that same journey from the gilded proscenium of the Cutler Majestic Theater to the canals of Venice during carnival season. The opera opens with a prologue, where the goddess Minerva helps the mortals prepare the stage for an opera performance worthy of the court of Louis XIV. And then the action starts, and the curtain rises on those famous Venetian canals, frozen in February, when this story takes place. And tonight we get a love story. The Venetian lady Leonora awaits her French lover Leander. Her friend Isabelle confides to her that she too is in love with a foreigner, and soon Isabelle and Leonor realize they are in love with the same person. They are both Leander. Leander appears and confesses that actually he loves Isabelle and not Leonor. And that spurned lover vows to take revenge and confesses her plans to Rodolphe, who is the longtime suitor of Isabelle. Amanda Forsyth is Isabelle tonight, with Karina Gauvin as Leonor, Jesse Blumberg as Leander, and Douglas Williams as Rodolphe. Let's get to it. The prologue and then Act 1 of Compra's Le Carnaval de Venise, tonight on WCRB In Concert.
Oh! ça va. Mais les cœurs sensibles, docile et paisible, il garda pour vous les plaisirs les plus doux. Quand on donne la fête, face avec une tête, où ce dîner-bas trouve ton désabat. Il cause des larmes, des soins, des alarmes, mais si bien parfait, nous venger de ses traits. Quand on donne un fait, passe des conquêtes, où Seigneur n'est pas, trouve ton désappart.
Adieu, Seigneur, ce jour, auront-ils l'avantage de divertir le maître de salut. Entre les mortels des dieux, il faut que ce bien se partage. Joignons nos voix, nos jeux et nos désirs, que nos laissons mortels soient de ses plaisirs.
Just one. Quel supplice! Thank you. schöne Kein Plativo Désir, s'il les verchasse les zéphyrs, il vous ramènerait tout plaisir.
Tout plein, tout rire dans ce beau séjour, tout plein, tout rire dans ce beau séjour, et lui si bien sorti notre cour, et lui si bien sorti notre cour.
Malgré le glace et l'inois frima, nous ressentons des feux pleins de pas, quel printemps fait des plus beaux jours. Au lieu des fleurs, il est des amours.
Tout plaît, tout plaît dans ce beau séjour, tout plaît, tout plaît dans ce beau séjour, les musiciens souriants de cour, les musiciens souriants.
Jalouse, on dit, je crains la barbarie. Si notre amour crani rivolti già tu, si no cars, non è te risposa, niente ci arrutti pur tu. Laurarti te la costose, crani rivolti già tu, si no cars, non è te risposa, niente ci arrutti pur tu. Dai salus a cotot, provi la vigilose, Seguti paramos, secu l'amor ad più. Lasciamus a portà, trovi la vigilose, Seguti paramos, secu l'amor ad
più.
Ove fu tu conetque, in vete te modi.
La coquette d'un cœur, le plus désir offert, qu'elle n'est facile à garder.
Aïs et César, rendit le calme à votre cœur. Aïs et César, Rodine calma votre cœur, vos beaux yeux et vos charmes, vous répondrez de mon ardeur, vos beaux yeux et vos charmes. Vous répondrez de mon ardeur, coûte-moi, sans vous comprendre.
And Isabel confess their love for one another, leaving in their wake two spurned lovers, Leonor and Rodolphe, who both vow revenge on the stage of the Cutler Majestic Theater in concert tonight from the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival. That is the end of Act One of Compra's opera ballet, The Carnival of Venice. The orchestra, led by Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs, is going to retune a little bit, and we are going to take a break. Before we do, and we come back with Act Two, I do want to remind you that besides the biennial festival of the Boston Early Music Festival, they host and present concerts year-round, and their next engagement is actually next weekend, Handel's opera Almira. It's on the 25th and 26th of November over at Jordan Hall. Boston Early Music Festival is also going to be welcoming the Tallis Scholars to town again on December 8th. You can find out more information on all of their concerts this season when you start at the in-concert page at our website, classicalwcrb.org. This love story that's ultimately a message of peace over conflict, Compra's Le Carnaval de Venise, continues right after this.